I'm Kelly Burley, along with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection. And Burns, this is the finals edition of Campus Connection.
Well, that's right, at least until next fall. We're in finals week this week, and we'll have commencement on Saturday. Actually, commencement start with the Center for Veterinary Health Sciences at 1 o'clock on Friday, and then the Graduate College commencement is at 7 p.m. It's in Gallagher Arena, as is the Vet Med. And then on Saturday, we have three undergraduate ceremonies, the first at 9:30 a.m., second at 1 p.m., and a third at 4 p.m., and we split up the colleges at each one of those ceremonies. In all, we expect about 3,300 students to actually walk this weekend. There's many more graduating, but that's what we expect. But it's really an exciting time for our graduates and their families and their friends. It's fun when they hear their student's name called or cheering that goes on. And we also have two distinguished speakers, U.S. Ambassador Joseph Westfall, the ambassador to Saudi Arabia, will speak at our first and third ceremonies on Saturday. Ambassador Westfall earned his master's degree at Oklahoma State and was head of the political science department here for many years. We're going to present Admiral Westfall with an honorary doctorate of laws at Saturday's first commencement. And then at the 1 o'clock commencement, we're very pleased to have newly elected United States Senator James Lankford be our commencement speaker, and I know everybody will welcome his remarks. He's serving on some very critical committees in Congress, including the Intelligence Committee, and I know we'll have some interesting insight for our graduates.
Boy, a lot going on the Stillwater campus this weekend. Not only is there graduation, this is also a big weekend for tennis in Stillwater.
It sure is. We are hosting for the first time ever the NCAA regional tennis matches on our campus Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be held at the new fantastic Greenwood Tennis Center. Our Cowgirls are the 12th seed in a field of 64, and they're joined in the four-team regional. The other three teams are Boston College, Arizona State, and Arkansas.
And finally, Burns, I know you want to talk a little bit about OSU's new statewide initiative, Blue Coat to White Coat. Now, what's that all about?
Well, it's an effort, really, to increase the number of physicians in the rural areas. And so the Blue Coat refers, of course, to FFA program and members. The White Coat refers to our medical schools students, and what we're trying to do is address this profound shortage of primary care physicians in the rural Oklahoma. I think we're about 49th in the country in physicians per capita. And so what we're trying to do is, many of the FFA members are from the rural areas, and we're encouraging them to make a career choice of medicine. And since FFA embraces a lot of the same values that make us physicians successful, it looks like a perfect transition. The FFA students understand and they love rural Oklahoma, and I know they can have a major impact on the health of Oklahomans. So we're trying to get them started early, thinking about medicine, and hopefully finishing up, getting their degrees, and going back and helping the people from whence they came.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.